One pasuk, Hashem gets angry every single day. The other pasuk says that no one can stand before his anger. And the answer is the difference between a yochid and a tzibur. Power is in numbers. When we come together as a tzibur, we are able to overcome. Hashem is angry b'chol yoyim. And guess what? Nothing happens. Water off a duck. Yet the pasuk says, impossible. If Hashem gets angry, there's going to be repercussions. There are going to be consequences. There's going to be a change. That's discussing in an individual. Okay, so that is the answer to this contradiction based upon the pasuk over here. Lefnei zamoy mi yamoy. Okay, next.
So we learned yesterday
in the Malbim. The Malbim said that he picked on three words: af, chema, and zam. We view from yesterday that so the Malbim said that zam is the big plan. It's the plan. It's the goal. The goal is to bring about a certain punishment. It's on paper. It's not. There is no emotion. Zam is the plan. Then the plan is implemented in two ways. Well, it's a process. The emotion. There is the af. The af is internal. The charoin af. It's internal. It's a hergish. It's a feeling, but it's within. And Hashem, He patiently waits for the right moment, and then it comes out in the form the chema is inside. The chema is inside. That's the feeling of emotion, The charoin af. Okay, but I think he puts it the other way around. He reverses it. Okay, whatever. I think af is when it actually comes to fruition. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually acts, and the chema is where it's in within, it's held in within. There's a sensation, there is an anger, there is an emotion that has not yet been realized. When it comes out in the world, in the physical world, that is the way the Malbim explained is the af. You have to read the words, you have to read the words backwards sometimes, and so he says it. But very good. That's an important chazar yesterday. There are three different parts to Hashem's plan. The zam is the big picture on paper, what Hashem plans to do, and the way it's carried out with emotion, the anger within, patiently waiting for the precise moment when it would achieve Hashem's purpose, and then the implementation of this feeling of anger comes out in the form of af. Okay, now let's take a look over here at Rabbi Avraham ben Hagra. We'll just try to glance over the words. Sometimes the words of Avraham ben Hagra is a little bit difficult, so we'll just try to get the gist of what he's trying to say. We're not going to try to dwell on it too much. I want to go further. So let's see what he says over here in Pasuk Hey and Vav on page 542. Horim ra'ashu mimenu v'hagva'is hismoy gagu. The mountains quaked. They shook. The hills melted. We had different translations. One translation was the fire came forth from the earth. The one that I like better is the earth rose. The earth and all the inhabitants, all of these expressions are describing instability. The mountains are shaking, the hills are melting, and the earth is going up and down, is being raised up. All of earth, solid matter, the four elements. The Malbim was very satisfying how we learned these four psukim. Each pasuk is describing one of the Dalid Yisoides, and this pasuk is describing the Yisoid, the element of earth. All the different parts of the earth are not stable. The mountains are shaking, the hills are melting, the earth, the flat lands, are going up and down, are being raised above. There's no stability in this world. And all of mankind, the Teva, which usually means mankind, they are running for their lives. They have nowhere to hide, nowhere to go. There's nowhere to find stability. So he writes over here, Ahevdel, Shabein Harim Legvayishu, what is the difference between the mountains and the hills? Who Shehon Mountains have a Rabbin Mishesh, Mishesh. They are, he has a new Mahalach, And he says that mountains are part of Hashem's creation. Hills are man-made roads. That's not the normal way you translate the word gvoos. Hema asuyim v'nisa'ois mibnei adam. It's a chiddush that a hill is some type of man-made plane, a structure, a piece of earth that has been flattened or raised or molded in the desire of man. I guess when you have a million soldiers working for you, you can do whatever you want. L'chein amar, today through technology, certainly you can do a lot of things. L'chein amar, al heharim haramim, the high mountains, v'hagva'ois, hanisa'ois. It's a very beautiful shot. Why does it say when it comes to the hills, they have been lifted up? What does it mean, lifted up? The hills are the way they are, the way they have been created. What do you mean they're lifted up? The answer is no. A giva, in the interpretation of Rabbi Avraham ben Agra, is a piece of earth that has been shaped and formed according to the desire of man. Man has the ability to bring in massive cranes and bulldozers and dynamite and manipulate the terrain to his liking. As we know today, technology, what we can do is not to be... A golf course, they're going to make golf courses?
Man-made.
They're man-made golf courses, nice.
They're all man-made.
All man-made. They clean out all the trees and they plow it. It's an enormous amount of work, okay? You go all the roads, you go down these country roads, you see you're right smack in between massive mountains. What, they just got there? So it depends. Sometimes, yeah, but many times, dynamite, they blow up. Something's in the way, they put in dynamite and they look at the battery tunnel. Okay, a marvel of creation. My mother always told me that my grandfather, he came to America after he ran away into Shanghai, and he barely survived, and he came to America, and then took him around New York, and he took him to the battery tunnel, and he couldn't believe it. Could not believe how man can make the battery tunnel. Such a marvel of man. This is, think about it, it's not real. It's one of the biggest tunnels in the world. It's not the biggest, they're bigger in other countries, but maybe in America it's the biggest. I think it's America, it's the big, no? The bigger tunnels? In America?
Virginia is the
bigger
one.
A new one?
No, it goes
always?
From, it goes under an island, the one that goes to
North. Okay, I don't know, but it's not to be believed, it really is. We take it for granted, we're so used to these things, but that's called a giver. You go, and how long is the battery tunnel?
What, 2 miles.
2 miles? Mm-hmm. No, it'll take, to try to go walk the battery tunnel, it'll take you 40 minutes. To walk from one end to the other in the battery tunnel. That's a long time, that's a long walk, 40 minutes. And all of that was made by man. Dynamite underground, it's not normal. Two of them, not even one, two of them, side by side. That's called a giver, according to the understanding of Avraham ben Hagra. And I guess in ancient times, they were able to do things, obviously not on this scale, but when you have a million people working for you, okay, the king says to do this, if a million people getting up and you know doing things, you can get things done. V'chein darsh chazal, medalek al heharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now here we come to the chazal, this is a very famous chazal. Hashem is medalek, he skips upon the mountains. The mountains always a code word for bezuchus avos. Hashem in the zuchus of the avos. U'mekapetz al hagva'os. Who are the hills? The hills are the imahos, b'schus imahos. Who mibneish Avram Amar lo yikarei v'haya shimcha Avraham uvesara nemar loy lo sikra eshima sarai ki sarah shima v'loy Amar. Now here v'loy Amar v'haya sarah shima perush harav yisak aramazal ki b'hi karei shimoi Avraham av l'chol ha'olam. Automatically, when Avraham's name was changed from Avram to Avraham, that automatically included with his change, her change. Because a wife is loyal to her husband. Once a wife is elevated to Gedula, once the husband is elevated to Gedula, automatically the wife comes along. No one elected Melania, right? But she's the one who put the medal on Rush Limbaugh. Why? Because she's the wife of the person who was elected. So it's automatic. You vote. You there is a change that takes place to a man, And automatically, that brings with it the wife, because the wife is. So when Hashem changed Avram to Avraham, he's saying a chiddush, automatically her name was changed. So he's asking a question. The question over here starts off is, why Hakam doesn't say there was no command? It does not say, Lo sikara shma sarai kim sara. It doesn't say, don't call her. It says this is her name. It only says the positive. When it comes to Avraham, there is the lo sase. Do not call your name. No one shall call you Avram. Instead, your name is Avraham. With regard to Sarai, all it says is her name is Sarah. There is no negative commandment. Do not call her Sarai. No, he's saying he doesn't say that. Let's look at the pasuk. Let me get the pasuk. Pasuk as well. This is Vayikra. Let's clarify this. Worth it. Okay, that's Jewish. Let's first get the pasuk shot. Let's one thing at a time. Pasuk in Perek Yud Zayin. We have here Hashem, Vayom Elokim El Avraham, Sarai Ishtecha, Loi Sikra Es Shema Sarai, Ki Sara Shema. Now how is that different than Avraham? Avraham, V'lo Yikare Od, Es Shimcha Avraham, V'hoya Shimcha Avraham. And by Sarai it says, one more time, Sarai ishtecha lo sikra es shema. So here it says od v'haya ki. It says v'haya. It says, all it says is ki sara shema. Okay, here's what he's trying to say. Now I understand. It's already. By Avraham it says the expression v'haya. It shall be. There's going to be a new change. V'haya. Shimcha Avraham. By Sarai, it does not say V'hoya. It shall be in the future. It's already a reality. It already happened. Excuse me, when did this already happen? Hashem says, Remember, Elokim El Avraham, Sarai Ishtecha, Lo Sikra Es Shema Sarai. Ki Sara Shema. You're not calling her by the right name. You make a mistake. You're calling her Sarai. Her name is already in the past tense, Sarah. Excuse me, that's not the name. That's not what it says on the Ksuba. On my Ksuba, it says Sarai. And when I came to Avraham, Hashem said V'hoya in the future tense. So what's the difference? The answer is something very profound. That when Hashem changed Avram to Avraham, that automatically brings about a change from Sarai to Sarah. He's not just my princess. She's the princess to the entire world. If Avram is not just the Av to Aram, but he's the Av to the entire world, to the whole world, automatically Sarai is not just his princess, but she's the princess to the entire world. Hashem is just coming to reveal to him the obvious. What is a reality? It's not something that needs to be changed. It was her name was already changed when your name was changed.
The same letter, A.
What do you,
hey.
Okay, tell you right, but it's a very powerful idea. It really shows what marriage is all about. That when a change happens to the husband, that automatically affects, it changes the wife in a very dramatic way. Okay, don't worry about it. Leave it. All right. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you very, very much. Okay. So let's see over here the words inside again. Oh, here he's saying something very, very deep. B'schusi mosku b'mesh Avraham amar lo yikarei v'haya shimcha Avraham. U'v'sor ne'mar loy loy sikra ki sarah shema v'loy amar v'haya sarah shema. B'hirish harav Yitzhak Aramazal. This Yakedas Yitzchak, ki bi korei shmoi Avraham af l'chol olam, nase hi me atzma b'shviloi ugedulos oi sor l'chol olam. Ki hi oilos, oi ki hi oilos imoi, she goes up with him. L'chein amar ki sara shmoi n'pesetz, miyom she kiro sicha Avraham. L'chein dorshu. Now we're going to use this idea to explain the mountains and the hills. In the eyes of Chazal, a mountain is a code word for the Ovos. In the eyes of Chazal, a hill is a code word for the Imohis. Darshu harim shehem ramim me'atzmam al Ovos. They are exalted by themselves. It does not say the word nisa'ois. It just says there's a mountain. Ugiva'ois, hills, shehem nisa'ois me'acherim. Why does this pasuk add the word by a hill? Does it say not? It's not in this pasuk. It's in the pasuk he's citing the Hagvois Hanisois. This is not our pasuk. It's the pasuk in Yeshaya. In Yeshaya, where we describe mountains and hills, it says about a mountain Heharim Horamim. They are exalted by themselves. With regard to a hill, it says Hanisois. They are lifted up by someone else. The reason why it says they're lifted up by someone else, in contrast to a mountain which is high in its own right, is because a hill is a symbol for an Isha, and the Isha, her position, her status, depends upon her husband. When her husband goes up, she goes up. When her husband goes down, she goes down. Okay? Not. I don't think women are going to like to hear that. They'll tell you just the opposite. That when the wife goes up, then the husband goes up. And when the wife goes down, then the husband goes down. Okay? Maybe you'll find another chazal, but this chazal over here, it's male chauvinistic.
As you mentioned, because what I had said was that they both, letters that both were added to the names were both a hey.
Okay, in Chanami. Right. But that's okay, that's our point. The point over here is the Vihoya.
After the fifth Nisayon, it happened.
That's like number five. Okay. So here we are. Shahim Nisos Me'achadim Alimos Shenisnas Umeha Ovois Ze Omroi. Now we're coming over here. Harim Misheshes Mebreshes. Gidoilois Uvitsurois Vashamayim Roashu. They are now going to quake. They're going to shake. Why are they going to shake? So what he does over here is something very, very unique. No one did this until now. He takes this pasuk hey and connects it back to the previous page, to pasuk gimel. In pasuk gimel, we learned about the sufa and the se'arah. The sufa and the se'arah are now being applied to the mountains. They're going to quake. From the Suf and the Sara, v'hagva'ois, the hills, shehem kitanois, nasim bide adam, which are made by man, v'hem nisismoy gogu, they're going to melt, v'nishbechu, al pnei ha'aretz, bavur golusam, uchvedus ha-sa'ara v'ha-sufa, due to the intensity of the sa'ara v'ha-sufa. Okay, let's further. V'ati sa'aretz mipanav, miloshen v'yisoim David, which means they burnt, fire. This goes back to what we learned yesterday. According to most of the commentators, the word means fire. This is the other mafarish we learned yesterday. Over here, the Arab Ahmed Agra is summarizing both ideas that we spent time on yesterday. This unusual expression that the earth is going to be tisa, either means it's going to burn, or it means it's going to be raised. It's going to be an earthquake. Kibiri idas ha'aretz, when the earth quakes, when there's an earthquake, yisnasei, it's elevated, chelke ha'aretz lamala, part of the earth upwards. V'gam tevel v'yoshevah, tevel hu mokam shabolu miyoshvei ha'aretz me'odum v'heimu v'chayu v'remes v'tzibu v'konav kulam nizdazu mimukoymam. The word tevel literally means a mixture. Tevel. Tevel osu. It's used in many contexts. Tevel is used in the Gemara. What is tevel? We have the word tevel. Tevel, in regard, filled with a tes. With grain? Grain, we use a tess or a tough?
Yeah, but that's no, with a tough.
With a tough, a grain. No, but by grain,
if
you're not mafra, it's shumus and maizrois.
It's a tough.
So what is tevel? It's a mixture. Inside of the raw grain, there is truma, which you have not yet separated. And from that truma, you're going to ultimately mafir his trumas meiser. You've not yet taken away meiser rishon, meiser sheni, or meiser ani. Grain that you have not yet tithed is called tevel. Why is it called tevel? Because literally, tevel means a mixture. A mixture. And it's used in many different contexts. The word tevel. I don't have them at hand now, but many different usages.
Tevel also shneim, like you said.
Tevel also shneim. They did so. They mixed up the arayos. It's called the tevel. They intermingle the things zera that does not belong together. When a man has relations with a woman that he's not supposed to have relations with, there is a mixture that has come together of a man and a woman that is not correct. When a man and woman, when men and women get together and they produce a child, the child is a mixture of the mother and the father. So sometimes that's a healthy mixture, and sometimes that's a mixture which does not go together. They do not belong together. It means literally a mixture, and depending on its context, it can either mean in the positive or in the negative. And here, we are using it as a reference just to a part of the earth where you find a mixture of living creatures, men, women, animals, birds, fish, all creatures. The Yoishve Sevel, the people who share this world together, it's a mixture of all different types of creatures. They together come together to share this world. V'gam Tevel v'Yoishve Vos Sevel humokam shabalul. It's mixed. Miyoshvei haaretz, miyadu v'behemah v'chayiv v'emes. V'sipok enough v'kulam nizdazu b'mukhamu. All of them are going to be uprooted from their place. So far, let's just chaz over here. We have over here. We learn over here. Some very, very profound ideas. It's balul. See, there are two. There are two words. What is the most extreme word in the Torah? Many people will tell you it's to'eva. Okay, there are things which are forbidden, it's osur. There are things which are mo'os, there are different words. I think most people in their vocabulary will suggest that the word to'eva is the most extreme word for an abomination, for something which is wrong. The truth though is, I'm just recalling from memory, is that some suggest no, there's a word that's even stronger than to'eva, and that's tevel. Tevel asu d'mehem bam. The word tevel is even a greater word than to'eva. There's an abomination, and on top of abomination, there is tevel. It's even more intense in its connotation of something was done that should not happen. You don't mix A with B. When you mix A with B, you create an explosion. You create a prohibition that is off the charts. I once was working very hard to glue something together. Well, I just wanted for a year. It's just a joke almost. For a year. So I first bought, regular glue. Doesn't work. Then I spent a couple of dollars. I bought some crazy glue. Didn't work. Now, today we have Amazon. You can sit for a whole day doing research on tissues, right? Everything is at your disposal today. Read all the reviews. It's a sick amount of sickness of what you can do. Even if you want to buy, you used to go into the supermarket, you buy whatever's on the shelf. Now you can sit the whole day, read reviews to buy something for a dollar. It's totally crazy. Fine. But the glue didn't work. I got another glue. So anyway, a year passed. I said, we have to glue this on. So I did reviews, and I saw this type of glue. It comes two different tubes.
Right.
Two tubes. One is black, one is white, and it's just to mix them together. And when you mix them together,
epoxy.
Believe me, this is not coming. And you know something? They were right. When you take these, you take it, because a little thing to mix it with, a little of this. I thought it was a joke.
That's what the dentist does.
A little white, a little black, and I started mixing it together. And then I stuck it on, and I'm telling you, it does not come off. Okay? There's some magic that's called tevel. Okay? So in the world, there are certain mixtures that don't belong together. And when they come together, it can produce a result I mean, it depends. In this case, it was desirable. But in the Torah's definition, there are certain relationships that you put them together, it's explosive. It's explosive in Hashem's eyes. It's worse than a to'eva. A to'eva is one word, tevil is another word. He, that's in the context of that, of that. Here it's an entirely different context. It means something very common. Tevil means the world. The world is where we all, adrabah, it's a good thing. We all live together, we share this world, man, animal, angel, we all come together. Yeah.
In the change of names, we don't see any of this by Yaakov. When his name is changed, Yaakov Yisrael.
Right, because Yaakov's name remained. Chazal make that, Chazal is the Maran Brachas. That's the beginning of Masechta Brachas. Not so long ago in Daf Yomi, is that Yaakov indeed, his name was not changed. He was given another name, a backup name. Redundancy. Today we live in a world of redundancy. Today there are, that's the interesting thing. Today you have a lot of ways, everything that that's created today, the goal is to have many ways to accomplish the same goal because different people like to do things differently. So Hashem gave Yaakov two names. Your name is Yaakov, your name is Yisrael, you have a third name, Moshe called them Yeshurun. It depends on the situation. Sometimes we call him Yaakov, sometimes Yisrael, sometimes Yeshurun, but Avraham, no more. Your name is only Avraham.
Yeah. Well, also, you see that the change in name, I don't know why, by Avraham and Sarah, but just adding a letter, while with Yaakov, it was two different names.
It was the change of a name. It was a different name.
Kiv Yisrael Yihyeh Shemecha.
Will be in the future. It's another name. What about Yitzchak? We had a discussion.
Named him in the first place.
So there's a nice discussion. What is Yitzchak's real name? Some want to suggest his real name is Yitzchak, with a sin, or some say. Some say no, his name is Yitzchak with a tzadi, and in the future his name will be changed to Yitzchak. What's the difference between Yitzchak with a tzadi versus Yitzchak with a sin? Both of them mean they will laugh or will rejoice. Oz timole sechoik pinu. Sechoik is laughter. So by a bris milah, we say Asher Karas is brisoli Avraham Ushvu also le Yitzchak. The first time I saw that, I thought it was a mistake in the sitter. I thought, oh, they made a printing mistake in the sitter. No printing mistake. Printing mistake in my head. Okay, his name is Pasuk says Asher Karas as Avraham Ushvu also le Yitzchak. Some want to say, yeah, right. Some want to say that pasuk is teaching us what his real name is. What they called him by this bris milah. And when the pasuk says, Hashem said Yitzchak in the pasuk, it means in the future. What's it mean in the future? Some say, you can't say that. All the way around. Okay, whatever it is. But we do find a change of name by all of the others. It's a question. Because most time people will tell you there's only a change of name by Avraham and by Yaakov. They're not going to want to admit that there's a change of name by Yitzchak, but there really is also a change of name by Yitzchak to Yitzchak. Okay, the only one, and what about the most, only a woman that got a change of name is Sarah. Now, what about Rachel and Leah? Doesn't say, and Rivka also doesn't say.
You don't have to change their name, they change the women.
Change the... Okay, there was no change of name for them. Now, so here we have over here, let's review some very important yesodis. We have over here two different terms, mountains and hills. And he says pretty much two ideas. Number one, he says a mountain represents a God-made creation, something that existed in Maisa Bereshis, a giver who never saw this before, he never heard of this before. This is something totally new. A giver means a hill. What is a hill? How is a hill different than a mountain? I guess size, terrain, there are certain conventions. You look at certain things from a distance, you call it a mountain. And if you're living on
a... be a certain amount of feet.
Conventions.
Otherwise it's a
maybe in a dictionary, there are certain,
right.
There are certain rules, conventions in society. That's a chiddush.
No,
exactly what it is over here. Right. But in our vocabulary, we've always understood until today a mountain and a hill are God-made. These things, these elevations in terrain existed from the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. What's the difference, a mountain and a hill? So you ask the average person, the mountain is very, very tall, Mount Everest, and then there are hills, there are elevations, ups and downs. You go on the road, you go driving, so you go up and down, you go up a giva, a hill. What's the chilek? I guess, again, each man will give you a different definition of how many feet. All depends on the situation. Along comes Rabbi Avraham ben Hagra, and he tells us an incredible chiddush, that in his understanding, a giva is a man-made elevation. A mountain, any elevation that came from, was existed in the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis, is called a mountain. Anything that man can do can elevate. You pile dirt and you make something go up, that is called a giva. And that is why, he explains, it says in, that's why he's coming to, that's why it says his moy gagu. Because first of all, it says the word in Yeshaya, the gevois hanisa'ois, they are elevated by others. Who are the others? Man. And when you have that understanding, now you can understand why it says here that the mountains are going to melt. Because melting is a term which means it's coming apart. If it was created by man, then you can take it away. If man piles earth in this location, so man can come and take it away. The word hismaygagu means to melt. It has a connotation that it's easier, it's removed. When it comes to the mountains in the beginning of the pasuk, it does not say it's not real rock. It doesn't say that it's melting. It just says that it's ra'ashu. It's shaking. Why does it melt? Because there's nowhere to melt. There's nowhere for it to go. That's Hashem's creation. But it's something that was made by man, easy come, easy go. Okay, then the second idea, he says, to prove this point, just cite something incidentally, is he quotes the Maamar Chazal that says that the Ovois are called mountains and the Imohois are called hills. Now, he doesn't follow through. But it would appear that he's trying to say over here is that in the times in that if Klal Yisrael, if this pasuk is going to give us Musa, it's telling us that we're not going to merit Zuchus Ovois. Okay, he's not saying this, but he's opening up a Pesach. This pasuk is referring similarly to the Chorban of Sancheiriv. But there are many layers of interpretation, and it's also coming to warn us. Is that if a person is not with the program, he's not doing what Hashem wants of him, don't rely upon zuchus avos. Chazal tell us, it came a point in time, tamu zuchus avos, in the time, the era of Hoshea ben Be'eri. Hoshea ben Be'eri was the last king of the Malchei Yisrael. At that time, tamu, it came to an end, the zuchus avos. And what does that mean? I don't know. But these are the words of Chazal. And Chazal tells us, don't get nervous. We have a backup plan. We have bris avos. There's something called zuchus avos, the merit of the forefathers. And there's something called the covenant of the forefathers. Although Chazal tell us that the zuchus avos came to an end, and that protection is no longer with us in today's day and age, but we still have a backup plan, that the bris avos, the covenant of the avos, is with us. Now, let me tell you something which is not in line with what it says over here. Maybe it is. I know Rabbi Shur, he writes about this. He writes, Rabbi Shur is a very big, I don't want to, I can't say the word feminist, that's not the right word, of Avram Shur on Avenue Coney Island. He's a very big believer in women. He very much is machsh of women. He's very, very machm and tznius, that I can tell you for sure. But he has this thing about the koyach of nashim, more so than any other rav. For example, he's the only shul in Flatbush where he actively encourages the women to come to shul for slichos every single morning. Every single morning, he actively promotes and tells the nashim, our shul is open for slichos every day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Elul to come for Shacharis 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning. The mechitzah is open and we encourage, and they come. Women actually come to his shul on a regular, during the weekday, early in the morning, to participate in the slichas.
He knows the guys who come, the women come.
Very, very fascinating. Very fascinating. He and does okay. And the one of the things that he writes in the Sefer, and he writes in the field way, says Halekach Valivov is, even though Chazal say beferish in the Gemara that the zechus avos came to an end in the time of Hoshea ben Be'eri, but the zechus imahos that never came to an end. The zechus imahos is always with us. Pile ploim. In yeshiva, they'll always tell you, Tamuz Chosavos. Forget about it. But, Baruch Hashem for the Bris Avos. He says different. You don't need to come on to the Bris Avos. We're still living off the Zichus Imahos. And really, it's the Kinos, Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, it says there that we Chazal say that Rochel Mevakeh Al Boneho. Only in the Zichus, in the schus of Rachel, who gave over the simonim to Leah, that Hashem say, "Yesochar lefulaseich num Hashem v'shavu banim legvuleich." There'll be the gula. But Yeshua doesn't really say that in the Kina. In the Kina on Tisha B'Av, it says there that after Yirmiyah went to Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Moshe, and all of them said, "Sorry, Yirmiyah, we can't help you. It's over." It says in the Kina, he went to all of the Imahis. Doesn't say only went to Rachel. And it says even Bila and Zilpa. And it says there in the Kina that Bila and Zilpa were clapping, were screaming and clapping. Pile Ploim. And Hashem says, yeah, because of the Nashim, because of all of you. Doesn't say like there's a Medrash that says in the Schus of Rachel. Everyone likes to tie that Kina into the Medrash. That's not what it says in the Kina. In the Kina, it says that in the Zuchus of all of the Imahos, including Bila and Zilpa, Hashem says, the whole Shaila, who they were exactly, Hashem says there will be a Geula of all the Nashim. Unbelievable. So we have Zuchus, our Shur says this. And what's his right? What does he say? I think he quotes, I don't know, he quotes, I think, a Sfasemis. And what he says over here is the Rai, the Makar is this exact part of the quotes over here. The words are, Hashem is medaleg al hehorim mikapetz al hagivois. Which one is a bigger step? A dilug or a kiputz? The Gemara actually talks about it. Medaleg means a little jump. A mikapetz, the Gemara is four times the amount of a dilug. When you jump. When you mikapetz, when you skip four times more than you are medaleg. It's a Gemara somewhere. Then you medaleg. Okay, so go talk to the Olympic people who are in the Olympics. Sometimes they have to jump a little bit, and sometimes you got to jump a lot. The koyach of an isha is mikapetz. The koyach of a man is only medaleg. In the zechus of a man, the avos, Hashem, he jumps over our sins. We go and we do an avera. When you make an avera, you make a big ditch. There's a big ditch. Every time you make an avera, the vehicle can go. There's a hole in the ground. So what does Hashem do? He jumps over. You did an avera? No. I'll jump over your avera. But if the averas are so great, you know, I can't jump that much. I only can jump this amount. I can't go jump. So no problem. No problem. Even if our averus are so great, Hashem says, okay, I'll be mikapetz. Midaleg, I can't. Because if I'll jump, I'll fall in. It's the averus is too big. But if mikapetz, that I can do. Because your averus are not that big. I'll be able to jump. In whose zichus is Hashem mikapetz? Al Hagivois, the hills. Who are the hills? The Imois. So even though the Zechus Ovois Tamu, the Zechus Imois Loi Tamu, the Noshim did not give their jewelry for the Egel. Bischus Noshim Tzitkonios Nigalu Avoseinu Mimitzrayim. Okay? Noshim are, everyone says today in the world of Shaduchim today, the boys don't hold up a candle to the girls. You hear this all the time. Is the girls are infinitely better than the boys. Okay, all the time you hear this. Is that the Noshim have a koyach, they have a koyach that men do not have. And in that sechus mikarpeitz al hagvois, and he cites this chazal over here, and he brings out the point that you have to be fair to men also, you know, it's not right to say women are better. That's racism. Feminism today, if you say it used to be in the olden days when the feminists first evolved, they came to be, they would claim they're better than men. Better. Nancy Pelosi, no. She's better than men. What are you laughing so hard over there? Okay? They're better. They're better than men. They're better. You're not allowed to say that. Then there was a major backlash in the feminist movement. You're just as big of a racist as the men. The men always dominated. The men are better. So what you're now saying, you're better than men. Chutzpah. You're a racist. Who are you, better than someone else? You're right. So today, in the Welt, in the Goyish Welt, whatever that goes by the Goyim always trickles down into Judaism, unfortunately. Equal! Feminism today means women are equal to men. Equal. The truth is, there's nothing really, in Yadus, is not a steer to that. There's no steer to that in Yadus. It's everyone has their role. They have their role. Men have their role. Women have their role. No one's better. No one's better. Each one has their unique role. So it's not, it took them a long time. In the Goyim, took them a long time to go to a cycle to come back to understand what we knew from day one. It's not a matter of being better. Okay, they're Goyim, they'll tell you equal opportunity, whatever. That's not correct. That, of course, that. But each one has their function. And therefore, look, over here in this chazal, mitzad echad, midaleg, mikapetz, mischus noshim, but yet, this Rav Avraham ben Agro also says, it's the isha that goes up and down with the man. When the man goes up, the isha goes up. When the man goes down, the isha goes down. And you'll show me in society, that I could show you many marriages where a woman can totally change a husband. It's a fact. Totally changed. In many, many situations you see that. People, a mazel of where they end up in life, it's clear as day, it's because their wife totally took control of them. She wears the pants, and she calls the shots, and she makes into her husband into something, accomplish something in his life. Definitely very true. But yet, you have to understand, we have to obviously reconcile that with Chazal, that the Horim, Avraham, it's an incredible insight from Avraham ben Agra. By Avraham, it says, Yihyeh Shimcha Avraham. By Sarah, it does not say Yihyeh, Tihyeh. It says, her name already is Sarah. Why? If you, Avraham, were Oyla Ligadula, that automatically has an effect on your wife. She's Oyla Imoy. She goes up. Oyla Imoy, she goes up with you. Next pasuk.
By the way, there is a difference between Eretz and Tevel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Tevel comes from Tavlin. Eretz, Hashem bara et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz.
Raw, no flavor.
Nothing there. When he put all the ingredients, etzim, vesichim,
flavor,
it becomes a tevel.
Beautiful. So he's saying tevel means an earth with flavor.
With flavor.
31 flavors, Baskins and Robbins. 31. Why there's 31 flavors, Baskins and Robbins? Because there are 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael. Canaanim. Baskins and Robbins is the Jewish, because Yeshua conquered 31 kings. So for each king, a different flavor of ice cream. Okay. When you go into bed, you have to take out a Yeshua and say, "I want this flavor." You point to one of the kings of Canaan, and you match it up to their flavor. Very, I like that. The earth with flavor. Pasik Teva, Chol Yosheva, the earth, Chol Yosheva, an earth with flavor. Beautiful, beautiful. I have to write this down. Very, very nice. I like that. Pasik Vav in the Rav Avraham ben Agram. Lifnei Zamai Miyamai Miyakum Becharoin Apai. Chamosoi Nitecha Koesh Vehatsurim Nitesu Mimenu. Hiskir Kan Zam Vacharoin Af Vechema. 3 words. The Malbim discussed this yesterday. Now we're going to see another pshat. We have Zam, Charoin Af, and Chema. What's the difference between the three? Zam, Hu Haka, She'enoi Maniach, Oisoi, Lovoi, Lefanov. New pshat. Zam is anger that never happened. Sometimes you're getting worked up. So what do? You recall your session at the psychologist. And he told you, when you get this feeling of anger, when you see it coming, take a deep breath. He gave you exercises to do in order to prevent this feeling, from this emotion coming upon you. So the Zam is the kas that never happened. That you were clever enough, you were able to deflect. You were cleverly able, through training and through a lot of money at your psychologist, were able to prevent from ever coming, having an effect on your actions. She'enei meniach ha'isa lova lefonav. K'mo she'tirgim ha'matargim. B'chol mokoyim al-zam tarech. What does tarech mean? Tarech is the same word used in the Targum, tarichon loshon gerushin. Of gerushin, divorce. In fact, there are 3 words. This is a very interesting topic. That in no one should ever know from these things. That in a get, there are 3 words that are used in the nusach of a get, and one of the 3 words is tarichin. Where do these? I don't remember the exact details, but there are 3 words used in a get, and those 3 words come from the 3 targumim. Everything goes back to the Targum. So we're living now in a new generation. You know Mashiach is on the way because we're returning to the basics. Today, if you've been paying attention, there's been a lot of Svarim that have been published very recently to have a greater understanding of Targum. Whoever did this, whoever studied Targum, years ago, Targum was a closed book. Some people knew to some. You know, you learn. You're supposed to say the pasuk Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. So you say Targum. It's lip service. If you know enough Gemara, enough Jastro, so you get a little bit of an appreciation. Yechidim understood Targum. Now Art Scroll published in English a whole series of Svarim to understand precisely the meaning of the Targum, and it's not just Art Scroll. There have been already going to the bookstore, they've been in Hebrew, and a lot of very beautiful Svarim that make it easy to understand for the common man, the Targum Unkelus. There are 3 Targumen. Targum Unkelus, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, and Targum Yerushalmi. Each one of them has a different flavor. And the 3 translations of the word get krisus, im loy matza chayin beinav v'chosav la, not get sefer krisus. There's a targum unkelus for that word sefer krisus. There's a targum yonasan ben uziel for that term sefer krisus, and there's a targum yerushalmi for the term sefer krisus. Chazal, who composed the nusach of a get krisus, they took the 3 targumen. And they put those 3 words into a get. And one of those words is tarichin, l'shoin gerushin. And therefore, over here, what the Avraham ben Agra is doing over here is the zam. Zam is translated as tarich, which means it relates to pushing away. Pushing away. What is a get?
Maybe tarichin comes from the English word tear.
Tear, separate, to separate. The hevdel shabein. So therefore, that's what is called is zam. The hevdel shabein charoin af l'chema. Who? What's now the next 2 words? Ki chema hu etzem akas. Chema is anger. It's the emotion. Okay, it's the term that captures and describes the emotion, which is the term for emotion, as anger. Sheyecham levavo, etzem akash, sheyecham levavo's heart is hot. Al soinoy on his enemy, umavakesh ro'osoy, v'afu hatseiruf shebe'es, v'afu hatseiruf shebe'es chema, yale charoin apo gamhu al zulosoy, shelo yimale sheilosoy. What is the af? Who had seiruf? That say, I think seiruf over here means it's the reality. It's where your emotion translates into the world of reality, into action. Shebe'ez chema yale charoin apoy gam al zulosoy. Maybe not zulosoy. Tzeref means to combine. So I think what he's saying is something very, very deep. It's very, very true. This is very, very deep in the world of psychology. Dennis over here, okay? Over here, Dennis over here is going to teach us. We all have deep down inside of us complaints against everyone, right? Isn't that the way the world goes? You hate your mother? Right? He told me, he's not here today. Barth. When he came into psychology 101 in Brooklyn College, told me a long time ago, and the first thing the professor said to the class is, he said to the class, and there was a lot of drama, "Don't you hate your mother?" He looked at everyone in the class, and it was college students, and he said, "Don't all of you hate with the greatest degree, intensity, your mother?" And he started, and then he says, "You know why all of you hate your mother? Because she did everything for you. She did everything for you." Okay, so he went on to explain that when a person does so much for you, okay, it's an idea in psychology, you become to resent it. That's not a chiddush. The Sfasemes said that. You know, the Sfasemes, I told this many times, had a balabas in Rabbanis. And in Rabbanis, you're always juggling your balabatim. Sometimes this balabas hates you, but that balabas, he loves you. But then a year later, that balabas who loved you, he wants to get rid of you. And the balabas who hated you, oh, he's now your best friend. The miracle of Rabbanis is you should always have enough balabatim that love you at a given moment in time not to get rid of you. Through a career of Rabbanis, you ask a rabbi who's a rabbi for 25 years, he'll tell you that through his career, every single one of his balabatim, at one point in time, if it was a vote to renew the contract, he would vote no. Zero, fire the rabbi. Every single balabas that he, in the whole shul. How then did you survive 25, 30 years? Because it did not all hate me at the same time. When this balabas hated me, this one liked me. When this one liked me, this one hated me. So there was the balabas who hated the Sfasemes, and he made for the Sfasemes greiser tzaras. So the Sfasemes commented, "I don't understand why he hates me so much. I don't recall ever doing for him a favor." If I didn't do it, so why does he hate me so much? I didn't do him a favor. You come to resent. In any event, here we have here a person deep down inside has a complaint against everyone. That's the way it is. But you can't live like that, so you suppress it. And normally your reason for not liking people is so unjustified, so it's no big deal to push it away. But what happens when the day comes and someone you know really gets you angry? Someone really commits a crime and you get really, really angry. What is human nature? When that emotion of hate comes out against a target, which you're entitled and you're within your rights to hate and to seek revenge and to seek justice, once the emotion is flowing, it overflows. And then your anger and your built up hatred or complaint against all the other people or some of the other people who you have suppressed for whatever reason now comes out as well. So this guy, he was not nice. He never says good morning to me. No. So he doesn't say good morning to me. All right, so I can live with it. And that come in the shul one day, and this guy goes and he insults me. He says such hurtful things to me. And he gets me so worked up. And I act out. I curse him out. I take out my fist and I punch him. And on the way out of shul, I punch the other guy who never said good morning to me for 10 years. So why'd you punch him today? He never said good morning to me for 10 years. All of a sudden you're punching him today? Because today the other guy insulted me. I punched him. Once I punched him, I let it out on the other guy as well. So long comes of Avraham Ben Agra. He must have been a psychologist, Dennis. No, he must have been a psychologist. And he says, that's the pshat af. Af is tseruf. You combine it. I would never do anything to you. But because today I'm in a state of chema against so-and-so, oh, I'm now going to take it out on this guy as well. And that's what Chazal means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he's not mavchin bein tzadik l'rasha. When the mashchis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the mashchis to go out into the world to destroy. Why? Because there are terrible averus going on. Rishon are doing terrible averus. So Hashem has no choice. Hashem has to go out and bring korban. Once the mashchis goes out to destroy, Hashem lets the mashchis destroy even the tzadikim. It's not fair. Teretz says, no one's really a tzaddik. In tzaddik, ba'aretz, shayastav, lo yechad, it's just relative. Once Hashem's anger is released, the charoin is released, it overflows and affects even the people who Hashem always let go, let them get by, because their averus are not so bad. But when the anger is open, that's called af. It's a very, very deep idea to explain the three different terms. Shvei chamos al agayim, chema. Zam means when there's then zam is a new madrega. Even the zam is something which you don't let even come to you. Okay, at least according to Rambam and Agra, I guess in each context, but in this context, he's saying that zam is you deflect it. You feel the sensation coming upon you, and you have the skill and the training to deflect it. You don't even get worked up. You have to learn how to train yourself to be hard. People are trained. Life trains you. You don't have to be trained. Life trains you. Just to take it all, right? Isn't that how it goes? You get used to it. You don't have any expectations.
That's why you say in Yechareh Zamecha. It's at the end of one of the phrases in Kol Naminim Shuru, I think. Yechareh Zamecha. Don't let it fester and build.
That's Zam.
Yeah,
do so not let it
go away before it explodes.
When it already comes to you, that's called chema. And then the chema can overflow into af. Sure. Even things that you're not doing. What? We recorded that before. We had that possible. We recorded that. Sorry, Zam. Exactly. We mentioned that. So let's go over here. Let's go really quickly over here. I'm reading over here three lines from the bottom, very quickly. That's when you actually get angry. The af hu atseiruf, it's where it overflows, it combines. Shabe'es chema, yale charoin apa gam alzulosoi. Shelo yimale shelo sahu, that was not, did not fulfill what you wanted. Vahevdel ben amida l'kima, now he goes to another trend, new two words. Amida l'kima, there are two words for standing. Amida and kima. Amidu k'moy matzah v'kiyum adavar, it means to be sustained, continuous. Kima hi haschalas hakima, the beginning of coming up. Achare hanafila, k'mo sheva yipol tzadik, for come, when you get up. Nefila means sustained. V'chein nofalti, kamti. V'chein amma yoyesu v'chalam yoyesu said in his dream, v'hinei, it says, he saw in his dream, v'hinei, kom alu mastikam nitzava. Nitzava, kim v'yam nitzava. Kim v'zeh amru l'fnei zama, now, we go l'fnei zama, now with this hakdama, it's very quickly, we're now going to understand the Pshat and the Pasuk. Before Hashem Zam Miyamoid. Okay, now what time is that? I think it's about to take too long to go through this over here. No, we have a minute. Kashrachi wants to drive out. Zam is, I don't want you present. Get out of here. I don't even want to look at you. Miyamoid. Of course, you're not going to be able to remain there. They're going to be uprooted. Let's go further. Who can stand up? Once already Hashem is gained permission, it's going to happen. Let's explain. So what is he saying? He's saying something very, very deep. There's a lot going on over here in this pasuk. With all these words come together. Let's go back. Pasuk Vav. On the previous page, he's saying, Lifnei Zamo Miyamoid. So we have to understand what he said. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the situation of Zam, which means, Zam is translated to mean, get out of my face. I don't want to see you. So then, Miyamod, even a person who in the past had a seat, he was in a situation of Amida, you're not going to be able to remain there. When Hashem does not want you to be present, all of your past rights are null and void. It goes without saying, you're not going to be able to enter. Come means, I want to come in. A person comes to the President of the United States, I want to have an appointment with you. And the President is angry, so I'm sorry, he's in a bad mood today, you're not coming in today for the meeting, you're not going to come in for the very first time. But it's more than that. Even if you have a seat, you have a permanent pass, you're able to be here whenever you want. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a matzav of Zam, I don't want anyone in my presence, I want you out of here. Even if in the past you were in a matzav of Ya'amoid, where you had a permanent station, even then, when Hashem is Zam, you're out. And certainly, Umi Yakum Bacharoin Apo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he pours out his anger, he gets angry and it overflows, no one is going to be able to rise up. Okay, something along those lines. Let's go further over here. Let's finish over here. The last words. Chamaso nitchok eish, hachema atzma nitchok eish, chema is poured like fire, vihi apeles, vihi oitzah devaray, kumosh nema, teshlach hanuchach, yuchlem lakash, hachonat atzma yuchlem, atzurim, afilu devar she'ein eish shalon shletes. Rock. Rock is not subject to combustion. Kumoy avonim kashim shem atzurim, nitisu, they're smashed. Nimenu, mechema az ashlo nishmu, loivom ketanim, vizet tatatsa. It means to be smashed. Kumar tanu v'kanaim yutatz. Okay, that concludes these psukim. Mirsham. Tomorrow we go forward. Pasuk. Tomorrow we go to pasuk ches.
Excuse me. In the case.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Tomorrow we go pasuk vav. Zayin. Tomorrow is pasuk zayin. Zayin. We finish pasuk hey and vav. Tomorrow is pasuk zayin.